I'm Jamie Seeker, and this is What It Takes. Each episode, I sit down with real business owners to talk about their journey, the wins, the challenges, and everything in between. Let's dive in.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to What It Takes. This is the show where we dive into the real, raw stories behind the business owners who are doing things differently. Today, we're thrilled to welcome someone who's not just reshaping the way veterinary practices run, but how they feel for both pets and the people who care for them. Dr. Lauren Jones is a practicing veterinarian, speaker, and software leader based in Phoenix, Arizona, where she owns the Animal Hospital of Chester County and serves as the Director of Veterinary Medicine at Shepherd Veterinary Solutions. And her mission is to help vet professionals reclaim their joy by changing how we lead, how we work, and how we support each other. Whether she's on stage at a conference or coaching a team through tough transitions, Lauren brings a fresh, human-centered perspective to an industry that's often overwhelmed and undersupported. So we're going to talk about everything from burnout and leadership to HR lessons that, you know, actually maybe can help a few people along the way. And of course, what it takes to be a business owner in a field that's full of heart and hustle. So let's jump into it. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here today.
So let's just start with your journey. What first drew you into veterinary medicine? And when did you know you wanted to lead practice of your own?
So my story is pretty typical for a lot of vets out there for most of, you know, kind of a long time. And then at some point I get a little bit non-traditional. So all started out, I was 6 years old. My mom can tell you stories of, you know, when I would fill out things in school and what do you want to be when you grow up? And I've always wanted to be a veterinarian. In high school, I dabbled a little, oh, maybe physical therapy. And then I realized how gross humans are and went right back to vet med. So I've known all along that I wanted to be not only a vet, but that I wanted to be an owner. So I knew that going into vet school, I made sure to take as many classes as I could, which wasn't many at the time, but tried to take as many classes as I could, really get some hands-on experience with the leadership skills and all of that. So yeah, so that's kind of how I got into it. I graduated, went right into private practice, small animal. And then 5 years later, I bought my first practice. 2 years after that, bought my second practice. And it's kind of been a whirlwind from there. So, you know, it kind of gets a little non-traditional at this point. Right around COVID, I ended up selling my first hospital. And again, life, my husband's job, I should back up. My hospital is outside of Philadelphia. So that's my hometown. That's where I went to school, where I went to you know, high school, college, graduate school, all of that. So my husband's job moved us from Philadelphia to Phoenix. And so this, again, is where, you know, I sat with my team and said, look, I'm not ready to sell. And this was at a time where everyone was selling to corporate, was, you know, just not, I didn't feel that was good for me and for my team, for our clients and patients. I didn't want to sell to corporate. I wanted to still be in it. So I sat them down and we said, how are we going to figure this out? This is, you know, not how I anticipated my life, you know, my journey in vet med. But honestly, I was a little burnout working boots on the ground at that time as well. So it was a welcome change for me. And I always love a good challenge. So we said, okay, look, we're going to try it. If it doesn't work, I'll come right back. You know, it doesn't have to be forever. So we picked up my husband. I have two kids, two cats and a horse. So we're all out in Phoenix. And I practice, you know, through constantly in communication with my team through Slack and through our software. And I go out every month or two to get a little FaceTime with them, take them out. I practice a little bit when I'm back, but typically it's more just kind of face-to-face time with my team. And so because of that, I have a little extra time in my day. My hospital closes at 5:30. That's 2:30 my time in Phoenix. So I found myself a little bored. So Shepherd is a veterinary software company that I've been with for 8 years as a user. Had a really great interactions with them and with the people, really aligned in the culture and fit of what I do in my day-to-day with my team. Shepherd is just a phenomenal organization. So they reached out and said, hey, do you want to come on board as our director of veterinary medicine? So I get to do awesome things now, like doing this, doing podcasts, spreading our mission, which is really recentering joy in vet med. So it's just a really kind of neat evolution that I'm not a traditional vet, but I still can get my hands dirty with my hospital. I can get in there, boots on the ground, but that I get to spread our mission and try to help other practices and achieve what they want with their hospitals and patient care while still elevating and empowering vets.
Well, I
love that.
Was
a very long explanation.
No, I love that. I was like completely following you the whole way. And what I love the most is that, you know, it didn't have to be this traditional thing, how we think everything has to look. And that's one of the hardest things, I think, is going into a business owner seat or a decision maker seat, whatever, you know, whatever position you're at in your company. It is a different mindset to be like, I get to determine my next steps. I get to determine what this looks like. And I think a lot of us step into it and do just what we know or what we thought it was supposed to look like. And you did none of that. You were like, hey, I don't feel like this is what we need to do. Hey. And one of the things that obviously I wanted to talk about, and I'm so glad that you mentioned it, is that you've talked about reclaiming joy in vet med. Was there like a moment or something that you personally felt like maybe burnt out or you hit a wall or something like that? Is that like, how did you navigate that? Like, where did all of this come from that is now your main, you know, mission to go? And like you said, I'm just trying to spread our mission and recenter everything around joy. Like, I need to know where that kind of came from. What is that all about?
Great question. You know, and a lot of people don't know. If you're not in the industry, I think it's becoming a little more, people are becoming more aware. But if you're not in the industry, where we have really, really high suicide and depression rates. And there's a lot of reasons for this. There's emotional kind of whiplash. You know, I go see a puppy and it's a great appointment. And then maybe I have to go to a euthanasia. And then 15 minutes later, I've got a puppy again. And so it's this really, really high highs and low lows. You know, we have people leaving the industry completely, which means we have fewer vets, fewer technicians to care for these pets. And at the same time, in COVID, we had a pet boom, right? So we have just too many pets, not enough people in the industry. And myself, when I had the two hospitals, I was working nights, weekends, 80-hour weeks, on call. We did a ton of canine reproduction work. And so I was cutting C-sections in the middle of the night. At the same time, I got married and had kids. My kids now are 11 and 8. But when I was buying these practices, they were, I guess, at what, 4 and newborn. So it was a tough time. And I really felt that. You know, I've had times where I was burnout, feeling just completely overwhelmed, days where I would go, I don't know how I can keep doing this. So I have obviously my own personal journey of struggle. But, you know, like I said, we have such high rates in general. I think it's 3 times the public, the average for suicide, depression. Veterinary professionals are 3 times that, depending on what study you look at. So I think we've all really been, we've known friends, coworkers, colleagues who have either taken their life or who, you know, have gone through serious, you know, they've left the industry entirely. And, you know, my story of wanting to be a vet since I was 6 is not uncommon. That's a lot of us. So it's heartbreaking to go through that whole process and then, you know, finally graduated. It's so hard to get into vet school. It's so hard to complete vet school. And then after all of this, you go, oh, I can't do this anymore. You know, it's heartbreaking. And so those were the turning points for me, you know, when I sold the one hospital and I had the opportunity to try something different. But I'm still using my degree and I'm still a vet and I can still do these things. I'm not just the traditional vet in the office. And that's really where I started working with organizations like, you know, NAMV, which is Not One More Vet, who's a charity trying to get out, you know, just awareness to our community and to everyone and to have a bunch of resources to support our veterinary community. So I think it's a mixture of personal as well as just knowing so many people in the industry that really could benefit from all of these resources and also to talk about it and to destigmatize this, that, hey, it's okay. It doesn't mean you're a bad vet. It doesn't mean you're a bad person to feel these feelings. You know, it's okay. They can, you know, the stress, it's a stressful, stressful profession. And I think it's about the awareness too, and talking to my friends and my staff, leading them and trying to create an environment that they can be proud to do what they do and that they want to show up every day and just kind of fight that daily battle of bringing that joy back.
Well, I think that's really important. And I'm so glad you shared it because I'm even learning about this right now. I actually did not know the statistics. I wasn't even aware that those rates were studied in this industry or that there was even a need to do that because you just don't think about it. It is actually medical industry. And now that you're saying all of this, I don't know why it never even dawned on me, but it is, it gives me a different perspective in looking at like my vet and their team and like what they do for my animal and, you know, things like that. Like we just don't really think about the emotional weight that they carry. And I'm also looking at it from, you know, listening to you talk as a business owner. I mean, that in and of itself is like you're wearing a lot of hats anyway, on top of all these other things that you just kind of talked about within the industry. How do you, you sound like you're in a really good place right now. And you know, obviously we're talking about it, but I'm sure it didn't always feel that way. I mean, you shared, you kind of had some really tough times. So how did you balance like that clinical side of the work with the business leadership side that obviously you had to manage as well?
Yeah. So I think there's a lot that goes into that for me. And, you know, there's, I have to look at it where I'm, I always want to be evolving as a person, as, you know, as a partner, as a mom, as a leader, as a friend. I don't, I never want to be stagnant and I always want to be evolving. And part of that is, you know, knowing what you don't know. I want to always surround myself. My husband, actually, he's in finance, so he does a lot of our books and stuff for the hospital. But he said something that really stuck with me, and it was always just surround yourself with people who are smarter than you. And I really took that to heart. And, you know, finding the right people, whether it's my medical director, who was actually my mentor, you know, when I was, you know, before I went to vet school and all of that, whether it's that or finding just the right people and just understanding that I can't do it all and that I do need that help. One of the things that I kind of like to reflect on as I, as I've evolved personally and professionally is that, you know, you, sorry, I kind of lost my train of thought. I'm going to.
No, that's okay. There's a lot there. I think, you know, some of the things that stand out to me is vet meds, especially. I'd imagine with the stats that you're sharing, is there a high turnover?
Oh, incredible. Yeah.
Is there? Yeah, sure. I would. What so then what do you do for, because you mentioned like talking to your team and, you know, obviously it's not a prerequisite as an owner to clear everything by your team to be like, hey, I'm moving. What do you guys think? But the fact that you did that kind of stands out to me that you're way more intentional about kind of pouring into them. What HR practices are like? I mean, maybe they're as formal as policies. I don't know. What's kind of helped you create a more supportive environment?
Love it. And that's actually kind of where I was trying to go is that when I first started on my very first practice, I, you know, was out of school for 5 years. I knew I wanted this, surrounded myself with all the people. But I think where I really went wrong and where I did find that evolution is that I had to fail a few times and in different creative ways. It's a joke, you know, but I think I went into it initially like, oh, I'm going to handle the business side. I'm going to let the vets be vets and the nurses be nurses, and this is going to be great. And I realized that that's not necessarily what all of our teams want. And, you know, I wasn't doing that to keep anything from them, to keep the business decisions. I was really, I came at it from, oh, I just want to let you do your job. But, you know, it's a simple thing. And one of the very first kind of time that this kind of was taught this lesson by my team was we transferred phone companies. So just went over to like a, you know, like a VoIP system. And in my brain, I was like, you know, I know why, you know, we were saving money. We wanted more, whatever, all the business reasons. And I was like, it's a phone. Like you pick it up and you use the phone. And my team, you know, the day that we rolled out that new phone system said, what are you doing? Like, no one taught me how to use this. Like, why did I, like in the middle of my busy day, now I have to, I don't know how to transfer this number. And what are you doing? And they were mad at me. And I remember being like, it's just a phone. And like, why do you want to know the reasons? And that really got me thinking that I have to have my team's buy-in. And I think that getting your team's buy-in is so undervalued, you know, utilized. It's getting their buy-in and also, you know, being able to tell them the why. Why am I doing this? And that doesn't mean that I can't always get them to help me with each decision. Of course, sometimes as a business owner and a leader, I have to make that. But it's up to me then to go back, explain it, explain the why, and let them have a say. Let them, you know, talk about it, ask questions about it. So that was real early, I learned. And honestly, like it's still evolving. I'm still failing and maybe not explaining things in the way I want. But I think it's for me, that's always been really important to create that culture of why and bringing that to my team.
Well, and I think that they probably feel seen and heard, and that helps with, you know, all of the other things, all the other mental, emotional things that they're going through in their day-to-day basis that like, because I was kind of chuckling a little bit when you were talking about the phones. I've been there, done that. Like, it's something that you don't really think about is a big deal, but it's a really big deal to somebody who's trying to do five things and then can't transfer a call or put it on hold or even, you know what to do. So it's those little things that matter. And I mean, you're also like a big advocate for using tech to reduce stress, right? Like,
absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, so you have tools and systems in place. What really moved the needle for you and your team on that regard? Because you also had mentioned, you know, working for 8 years with your software company that you're with now and all that kind of stuff. So I'm sure and working in medicine and seeing what our clients do, I've been in and around the industry, and that right EMR can make or break your entire day. And, you know, and I've seen it firsthand. So tell me, like, where are you guys on that? How does your team see your tech and go, oh, this is 100% making a difference in my workday?
Well, for me, I mean, when we started looking for a system, I was looking for something that was really just going to streamline our workflows, make everything easier for us so that we can focus more on the human connection and better patient care, because that's what it's all about. So, you know, I would see, you know, myself, you know, at the end of a day, just worked a 12-hour shift and I had a stack of paperwork this long I had to write in. Or my team now, you know, I managed once I started running payroll, seeing, man, they stayed 3 hours after we closed. That means they didn't get home to see, you know, their family for dinner. Maybe they didn't get to put their baby to bed. You know, they didn't get to do all of those things that are really what kind of replenishes them. And so I started looking for solutions for myself because I was still practicing every day at that point too, but really for my team and saying, you know, it doesn't have to be this way. It shouldn't be this way. How can we make it so that we can, you know, my kind of tagline that I always tell them is let's get in, get out, and get home. You know, let's do the best, you know, that we can, you know, while we're here and we practice really high level of veterinary medicine. But that's not what defines you. And I think we get sucked into that so much, especially in the veterinary community, that I'm a vet and that means it's 8 a.m. until midnight and then I'm on call. And it doesn't have to be that way, that we can still practice this really, really high level of medicine better, actually, with all of these technology and tools and AI. And we can, you know, I kind of want it all. I can do that and I can make it home in time for family dinner.
Oh, I love that. You're speaking my language, girl. Well, I have one final question before we wrap up, and I ask it to all of our guests. What does it take to be a business owner in the veterinary medicine space or even just in any space that you think would translate to any industry?
Well, I think what it takes in vet med is a lot of things. But first, I think it's grit and determination, and it's the ability to pivot and to say, you know what, this isn't working. Let's try something different. Or, hey guys, let's try this for the next 6 months. And the ability to look at it and to say, and to be humble and go, you know what, I was wrong and I should have done it differently, or this just doesn't work. I'm glad we tried it. Let's shift our approach and we're gonna do something differently. So yeah, I think out of everything, it's the ability to evolve, the ability to pivot, and through all of that, recognizing that we all deserve joy, right? We all deserve that joy and to kind of fight for it.
I love that. I love that. And I do hear that a lot when I ask that question. Those two words is grit and determination. And I like the pivot. I like the pivot aspect of it too, because I think, and that's kind of like the differentiator between, I think, personality traits of a business owner or entrepreneur, is when something's sitting in your path, we don't really see it as like an obstacle or roadblock. It's just like something that's there. And so it's like, hey, are we going to go over it? Are we going to go around it? Are we going to go through it? But like, we're still going. The expectation is like, we're still going to go on this road. And that's something that I think that people that I see don't make it are when it's hard, which it's going to get hard. It's not an if, it's a when. What are you going to do when faced with challenges? And I love that. It takes a certain amount of grit to be like, I'm going to keep going, and determination, knowing like, hey, I'm on the right path. It just might not go where I think it's going, but we're on this path, and you already know what you're doing along the way, which is, you know, I'm going to create this joyful, meaningful space. And I just appreciate that, Lauren. Thank you so much for sharing your insight, your heart, your story with us. I think it's really clear that you're building not just a better business, like a better way of doing things, but you're building a better way to care for people and pets alike, obviously. And if anybody's listening and they want to learn more about you, your work, where can they find you?
Yeah, so I'm on LinkedIn. I've got a link tree. Easiest way too, on shepherd.vet is our website. You can find me, my contact info on there as well.
Awesome. And you can follow the links in the show notes as well if you want to connect with her. To our listeners, if you're leading a team, you're feeling pressure, or you're trying to make a business more human-centered like Lauren, we hope you're walking away with some fresh perspective and a little more courage to do things differently. I know that I am. I had some key takeaways from this. I learned a lot that I actually didn't know about the industry. And I hope that just gives you a little bit more encouragement if you're facing some of those things, there's resources out there, and you just got to have that grit and determination, and you can keep going. So for those of you that listen, we'll catch you next time on What It Takes. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you so much.
This podcast is brought to you by Seeker Solution. Are you a business owner feeling overwhelmed? We can help. Head over to seekersolution.com to schedule a call today. Would you or someone you know like to be featured on this podcast? Our applications are now open. Apply today at seekersolution.com and click on the podcast link to get started.